Welcome to part three in our series of Real Talk, the process of innovating in business, where we show you how we come to create at ZinniMe. Our hope is that it inspires you as we show you the mess of it all and get real vulnerable. In today's episode, we're talking about what happens after what we've landed on. And that is where we have some honest conversations about what is our business need and what do our clients need. So take a listen and we'll see you on the other side.
It feels like no time has passed. Just kidding. It's maybe 20 minutes have passed. We went to the store and got snacks and I ordered some lunch. But otherwise, same day. Now we have a pile of snacks in front of us. We got some cashews, some almonds, some popcorn. I got a Kavita, some sparkling probiotics. And we're going to be working on the first day. Our first message, we really dug into the experience that our clients or that the therapists as a whole are experiencing right now. Second one, we started digging into what do they really need and in what format. And we got clear on what they're needing, what the topic is, what the transformation is, and what format. And now we're figuring out, okay, how does this, what's the next step? If people come to this and they have an experience, because this is our business, we don't do things randomly. What would be the next step? What would really help them long-term? Because we know that we can give people an amazing experience in a one-hour webinar, but we know that we're not going to make the systemic change that's needed in a 1 hour, right? Like, and we want people ultimately to have long-term shifted experiences, because the more therapists that are out there and healers who are doing amazing work and taking good care of themselves and getting great clinical outcomes, the more that our world heals. Like, we know that we need that. We needed that before a pandemic, and we sure as hell need it now, midway and post pandemic life, wherever you feel like you fall.
I'm just looking at the calendar, thinking through what we have coming up and what options we have.
Yeah. So here are the pieces. So obviously, we're not going to be having people come into one-on-one coaching with us in particular, because we're not offering that for the next 6 months. We need some time and we need some space. We could have people move into our free community. We could say that is the only goal, is that people moved into our free community. I guess that's the first question. Would people coming to this event and then getting connected in with our community, do we feel like that would be enough? Or at least enough right now? No. That people need? No, why not?
I think there's a couple of things of, like, in the free community, during the holidays, and it not being on Facebook has kind of shifted some things in terms of people going there when they're working on their business, mm-hmm. you know, versus Facebook, they're in there all the time.
And we talked about this. This is like another kind of side conversation that we talked about before we started recording this, was that since we moved from Facebook to Mighty Networks, which I got off of Facebook, we've noticed a decline and how much people are engaged. Before, people would be engaged in our Facebook group all the time, day and night. People would friend each other on Facebook, and it was very like, it kind of permeated every end of every area of their life. But one of the reasons we pulled off of Facebook is because we felt like Facebook was permeating every area of people's lives. And we felt like clients had better work-life balance when they were not on Facebook. And so making it so that they had to be on Facebook to engage in with us, we felt like was systemically not you know, like that was going against what we really wanted for our clients. But on the other hand, it does mean that it's harder for people to accidentally be like, oh yeah, I need to do my bootcamp, or oh yeah, I need to work on my business. They're more likely are going to, if they're hanging out on Facebook as a way to distract, right? Maybe because they're in flight mode, or maybe because they're in freeze mode and they're kind of in that space scrolling, they're more likely to run into another program for sale, or somebody having an internet battle, or, you know, whatever the other thing is, they're more likely to run into that. And so it's one of those decisions that we do not regret. But in terms of like marketing and us being like seen as much, and like being like that issue of like relevance, like, are we the people being talked about on Facebook? No, because our clients are primarily off of Facebook and loving life.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. We have talked about this past week of offering bootcamp again.
Mm-hmm.
As we're looking to change some things with bootcamp.
Yeah. I think that's the pieces. We actually even talked about the idea of rebranding bootcamp, of giving it another name, business school bootcamp. We came up with this name years ago based on what was happening in the world at that time. And our program has always been so much more than business school. Mm-hmm. It has been ways people have described it. One of my favorites from one of our alumni in Texas said, this is a therapist empowerment program disguised as a business building program.
There's a lot of personal transformational stuff happening in it. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what people are always surprised by.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they're going to get the formula, the tool, the worksheet, whatever. And then, especially this last round of bootcamp that we had in October, I found a lot of people said in the second week, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm changing as a person. I'm changing mm-hmm. as a clinician. I'm changing as a parent, as a partner, as a friend.
Yeah.
So it is a personal development.
Because I think it has to be. Mm-hmm. Right? Like if we don't change, like who we are as a person, how we go through the world is based on all these systems we were grown up and raised in, and what we were taught was normal. And what we have all been taught as therapists is normal is stuff that is not sustainable, that is not kind, that isn't the highest and best, not just for us as therapists, but ultimately not for our clients either. Therapists saying yes to every client who calls them is not the highest and best. That is not what John Gottman is going to do. That's not what Sue Johnson is going to do. They are not going to, you know, look at like, oh, well, that's good enough services. I mean, part of like John Gottman started by saying, wait, why are we teaching this and is it working? Right? This idea of like, we need to really look at, are we actually moving the needle? And I think we don't have room and space to find out, like, is this really working if we haven't been intent, if we don't even know what we're doing and why we're doing it. If we're not being intentional and we're not checking in and we don't have space to make tweaks and changes, sometimes little tweaks and sometimes big shifts, then how can we really move the needle and ensure what we're doing is really impactful? So I do like the idea of allowing people, even though we normally do it twice a year, allowing people to come into boot camp and start working through that transformation
earlier,
start working through right away in December and in January, making those like small baby and big steps, knowing how much change and transformation they're going to make before March or April, when we do, you know, our big normal spring experience. Like I just think of all the therapists' lives that will be changed in such a deep way.
And that is what that 4 months. And I mean, bootcamp is what addresses the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
It is
fawn thing.
It is.
because it does help people move into action, elicit creativity, align more with their values, and stop me, like, well, the whole we stand out, we don't compete, like, yeah, that gets rid of the whole fighting part. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot about it that is about grounding yourself.
Yeah.
But when we do the live working sessions, it can be kind of an intensive experience for people. Mm-hmm. So if we open in December, they're not going to have that. They're going to be able to self-pace. What kind of support do you think?
I go back and forth. Like, I kind of like the idea of them not having the 2-week, mm-hmm, like, to be able to really plan for it months in advance. Mm-hmm. And to be able to kind of create some change and shift before that. Mm-hmm. I do think that maybe doing like a 4-week Q&A thing or something in January, I think could be helpful and kind of keep them grounded and focused in on it. Mm-hmm. Make it feel like something, you know, hey, like, not make it feel like, but make sure that it's very clear that they're not in there doing this alone, mm-hmm, you know? Because I do think one of the things I like about the 2-week working sessions is that people meet so many people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a, even if you're introverted or kind of shy, you do have an, I do think it's easier to kind of like tap in, mm-hmm, versus when people are coming in and doing it self-paced in December. I think it, especially for an introvert, it could be harder to like reach out to a buddy. And I think people do need like a buddy now. Like, I think they could use a buddy before March or April.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if even doing like mixers on a particular day,
mm-hmm,
would be helpful.
We're off 2 weeks of that month, so it kind of limits a bit of our...
In January?
No, in December.
No, I'm talking about January. Mm-hmm. I don't think doing it in December is helpful. I think starting in January,
okay,
we would do 4 weeks.
Okay.
If we were to do that.
And we've talked about making changes with boot camp. Do you want to talk about that here as well? Like, if we're going to open boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see us like open it for a shorter cart period too.
Mm-hmm.
Of like simplifying just a little. Just see how it feels for us too.
Like, mm-hmm,
this is an opportunity to play and test and see what we like. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Mm-hmm. So normally what we do is we will have a, whatever event. It's usually a masterclass or a challenge of some kind. And then we would give people like 8 days from that point to make a decision. Our coaches, right? We have our own business coaches and such, would probably say it probably doesn't need to be that long.
Yeah.
And it can be kind of emotionally draining to kind of be in that middle ground for so long.
It used to be 8 weeks.
Yeah, it used to be really long. We used to do that for like months. So there are some pieces of that. And for our team, it's actually really nice for them to be able to just be focused on answering questions, getting people onboarded, getting everybody's, kind of getting everybody into the process. And the idea that right now that like stopping point happens on like a Friday night doesn't really work for our team, you know? And so it would make more sense to do that during the week. But again, I know a lot of therapists kind of, like, they're all busy during the week too. So the odds of them like missing that email and being like, oh crap, I missed it. And then not moving forward, there's that piece that can happen too. So yeah, I think that's a piece, but I think I want to stick with like, I'm going to ask this question. So if it is, we know that it's not just a general community. We know that we can't give them one-to-one counseling or one-to-one therapy. Oh my God. Whoa. Whoa. Anybody else has some Freudian slips today? Or one-to-one coaching through us. But I do think, and ultimately, the reason that we haven't done one-to-one coaching, or at least I definitely haven't done one-to-one coaching without people being part of bootcamp in years. And it's because I think one-to-one coaching without having a very clear like format and like foundation, I don't think is most impactful. I see a lot of coaches who are just kind of doing kind of like intuitive work and okay, we're making this change, but it's kind of like whack-a-mole. They're just resolving whatever problem is in front of them, but they're not looking at the systemic piece of it.
It's the systemic. It's the root stuff that gets missed. And that's, I think that's just us standing by our values.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard, right? To be, on occasion, I have coached outside of bootcamp. I've coached other kinds of businesses as well.
Yeah.
And when we've done that, we've always felt like, God, I just wish they had bootcamp. So then realizing like, no, this is what our values are, that we believe in. A successful business needs a framework, you know, and not just a reactive approach to the problem at hand. We have to be holistic, not just with the business, but with the owner themselves as well.
Yeah.
And so bootcamp is that framework in which we're able to then springboard, and it makes the coaching much more dynamic.
Oh yeah.
Much deeper. And it, yeah. And instead of me explaining, or let's go through this spreadsheet, they can go do that on their own. And then we can spend our time more in the depths, you know?
It's like more like that reverse classroom part where it's like somebody has gone through the basic material, they've done the reading, and now we're digging into like, but what does this really mean for your life? And like, what really was confusing? Like, we're actually going through their spreadsheet that they've already completed and saying, hey, I have a question about this, like this number. Oh, actually, yeah, the great catch. I didn't mean to say I was going to spend $1,000 a week on this, and that's why it's throwing off all my numbers and my fees or what have you. Like, we can do that. So I think there's something about that, like, again, well, I know that's why we hold to that, having that framework and doing coaching. So I'm going to put something on the table that I actually, Kelly has asked about before, and I generally take off the table, and we probably will take it off the table, but I'm going to put it on the table.
Okay. I don't know. Again, none of this is rehearsed.
No,
I don't know what's coming. Okay.
Okay. So knowing that people right now are in this fight, flight, or freeze, and they kind of need more of that, like, hey, let's stay connected, like some more of that, like handholding, loving, let's get you settled. If we're looking at this from, again, just as a reminder, we're both therapists. So if you're like, what do you mean this is a personal transformational thing and I'm going to learn skills and we're going to be tapping and doing meditations and deep breathing as part of a business building course, like, think about it. We're therapists. It shouldn't be that surprising. But people from attachment focus, like, they need this like grounding, this kind of transitional object to help them to feel safe as they're making this transition and starting to step out of this old space. Like, do people need the whole enchilada? Like, do they need bootcamp and TAP? Like, we've always done it since we opened TAP in this last year and a half or what have you. With our accountability coaching program, we've always done it where somebody can go through bootcamp, and then once they've gone through a working session, then they could sign up for accountability coaching and accountability coach. What if, and I don't know if I like the idea, I'm just throwing it out there. What if we gave people the option to enroll like in both at the same time, where it's like, if you're gonna enroll in December, you're enrolling in bootcamp and the accountable practice with your twice monthly one-to-one accountability coach and the monthly Q&A with us and all the other things that they get. So they're really pulled into this dynamic community. And one of the drawbacks I already see.
I'm like, keep talking, you have more to say.
Yeah, yeah. So I know. So one drawback that, like, the benefits I see, let's talk about that first. Like, that them having their like one-to-one coach right off the bat I think is amazing. And I think a lot of people need that right now. They're looking for a coach who really understands what's going on and is going to hold them through all of the pieces.
Just having someone in their corner, you know, without being so alone.
Yeah. I think that's really great. I think it's also like it's going to help them pace and make sure that it's not something that just sits that they're purchasing and they're not doing something with, because they're going to be having this person that they're having this conversation with who says, hey, I know you enrolled, like, let's do this. We got you. Right. So I like that part. I'm a little worried that like they might feel like, oh my gosh, I'm coming into this group where everybody like really knows each other. And there's going to be a lot of comparison stuff of, oh wow, these people are at a different place than I'm at. And that there's going to be a lot of like comparisonitis and people feeling shame and stuff coming up.
That's going to happen no matter what people do.
Well, that's
very true. It happens in boot camp anyway. Mm-hmm. And we address it.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in TAP, because in TAP we have all kinds of practices. We have people beyond the couch, group practices with multiple locations, eating popcorn during our podcast.
Sorry. Yeah, we have 7-figure practices.
We have that to people who are like, look, I just joined boot camp. I didn't get to do it the way I want to. I need an accountability person. I'm starting my practice. I mean, so it ranges and everyone, no one cares. Everyone's like, I'm here for you, whatever. If you can do this, I can do, you know, it does not matter. So I think everyone, that's going to be a natural reaction. And we have a natural a community that naturally knows how to respond to that. And we respond to it too.
Yeah. So I think the other possible drawback is that there are so fewer spots to do boot camp and the accountability program.
Well, I think if we were to do it, it would be like you could do boot camp, or you could do boot camp on steroids, or VIP boot camp, and the VIP boot camp would have only, you know, 20 slots. Like it would.
Yeah.
I think we're down to like probably that.
Yeah.
You know, so we could leave boot camp open with more slots than that, and the upgrade to be limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be interesting. Okay.
And then there's the tech aspect of that. Oh, the sales aspect.
No, I think, well, that's the other part that has been my drawback from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
is the idea that like people struggle to figure out like what boot camp is and like what the schedule is. And then you add in a whole nother schedule to it. That can be really overwhelming.
Well, then the other option then is not to open the cart to boot camp, but open it up to TAP. And that boot camp is included. Like, it's just selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TAP.
Ooh. Yeah. So, and then it becomes like, we have a member's price for TAP for boot camp members, and we have a different pricing for the individuals who are coming in who haven't done boot camp, but will include boot camp as part of that.
Yes.
And then really all we have to explain is about TAP, and that would be something different. So the other part too is that therapists as a whole, we tend to invest a ton of money in our certifications and our schooling, in like all of our training, everything except for the business aspect of what actually makes us money. Like everything else, I've seen therapists drop, you know, $6,000-$10,000 on a 1-week retreat, or, you know, end up spending between travel and everything on a certification, like $15,000 to $30,000.
Correct.
But to invest in a program like ours, where it's like, okay, you're going to get coaching and this program for like, I don't know what the math would end up being, $10,000 or $12,000 for the year, is like, but I can't do that for my business, because that's not, you know, the piece. So I think with boot camp, even, it's so interesting how many people will see it as something that is really expensive until they get into it and they start noticing how it changes their quality of life,
mm-hmm.
and how it changes their income so quickly. And they're like, oh my gosh, I would have paid so much more. But initially it feels really expensive. And then to add on tap, they're like, oh my gosh, I got so much value out of this. It doesn't feel as scary, you know, anymore. So there is a little bit of that part of like understanding the fear, you know,
mm-hmm.
for these individuals of that.
I mean, the other hurdle is too, that this is a program no one's heard of before other than internally for boot campers.
Yeah.
Boot camp is known, right? Like it's searched, it's looked
at,
it's talked about. And so TAP is the accountable practice, by the way.
Accountable P practice TAP.
And we have four amazing coaches that coach within that program as well. And I like that idea. Because honestly, if I think about it, it is, look, we don't have to do anything in December, right? We don't have to do any of this.
Mm-mm.
But there's this, people are tired and they need someone. I think that's the thing, is we can't be alone right now. We need people to carry us, to help us through.
Yeah.
And that is what TAP does. And I feel like if we were to say, what's our highest and best?
Yeah.
It would not be one-on-one with you and me, because we're trying to prevent becoming burnt out.
Yeah.
And this is a way that we still get to serve, because mm-hmm. we do weekly office hours, mastermind calls, and all this stuff. And then we have a retreat that's coming up in January for them and all this cool stuff. And then they're not alone because they have an accountability coach that they meet with twice. So, and it's not even like a full hour, it's just 30 minutes of like getting support. And then I'll see you in 2 weeks, getting support. Mm-hmm. I'll see you in a few weeks. You know, that's our highest and best.
Yeah.
So why would you think it should be taken off the table?
I think I go through the, like, it's the tech aspect of, and the marketing aspect of marketing TAP with boot camp. And for even like, if we do boot camp and then have the VIP plus and like the confusion for people, and the idea of, I do feel like even the like, if we're marketing TAP, like I really, if somebody truly can't afford to do TAP right now, I'd love for them to be able to do boot camp.
Well, we can still allow that. But I think what we would do is promote TAP. And then, you know, if it's not the right fit, then we can always offer that on the,
like as a downsell.
Yes.
Downsell, right? Fancy terminology. So
this is kind of funny, because I was just thinking about, it's like, I have no idea, to be honest, how other people come to their offers. I have some idea. Okay. I've worked around. We're in the mastermind. We see this, but no one really shares their process and the messiness of, you know, snacking, dropping our drinks, the phone's ringing, we're sitting on the floor, you know, like this is it.
For the record, I thought for sure Kelly didn't see that I kicked my drink over.
No, I'm just saying though, like, this is what it is.
Yeah. This is real life.
And let's just say, are you not proud of me in the 11 years that we've been together? How I used to be so like, we have to re-record. That sounds too loud. And now I'm just like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And I move on. So I've come a long way in my perfectionism.
The first time we did our first course was a website in 30 days for therapists. And I sent over Kelly a recording. Of course, she's listening. I don't even listen to my own recordings. And she's like listening to my recording. And she's like, you sneezed. I'm like, yeah. She's like, don't you want to re-record it? And I was like, no. And you know what was so funny? How many people commented on that scene?
Yeah, exactly.
Like everyone, they're like, I love that you just like sneezed and you just kept going on with life. I'm like, that's what you would do in any other setting.
Right.
You would just be a human.
Yeah. And so I'm sure other coaches may listen to this. And so just so you know, it's a vulnerable thing a little bit as I'm starting to realize it, like, oh, we're just sharing the muck. But we're human and we know that other coaches are as well. And they probably have their own process. So it's just, I'm having a little bit of a vulnerable moment, a little bit of pride in that I'm being vulnerable, and then a little bit of
fear of like, are we really going to release this? I don't want to release
it. I don't know. So that's going through my head right now as we're talking about like downsells and upsells, because we do want to have a profitable business because we have a goal to get to 100% benefits for our staff. We have goals for how we take care of the people who work for us and things like that. And we're at that point where, yeah, we're just looking to see how to make our business better. And so this is the part where you have to lean in and talk about the money and talk about the pricing and talk about the technology. There are some, like, as much as we want to do some things, there is some technology that does get in the way of that.
Yeah.
We have great tech, but it still has some limitations sometimes. And so I'm also holding all these ideas in, like, thinking process. Me, I'm the process person who's like, okay, then this needs to click here and link here and thinking about those kinds of things.
I'm trying to remember with ThriveCart, I think we can do bundles in ThriveCart.
Yes, but I'm just wondering how that's going to work with Mighty Network and all of that kind of stuff. But I think, you know, and then of course the other downsell is if bootcamp doesn't work for them, then use our free stuff till can afford bootcamp, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's,
that's the part that I always feel really good about, is that people, you know, anyone who says like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much you charge to work with you, just look at how much we don't charge to work with us. Like, we have a full-time community manager. And we actually have two people in the community helping and supporting. We have over 10 hours of free trainings. You can go and get 3 free CEs from us. Like, there's so many things that we give off that other people, we had someone come through one of our trainings and she said, I literally paid $5,000 for this training. Like, somebody else did something that actually was less impactful than what you're doing, but the messaging of what you taught in 3 days, they took 3 weeks and it cost me $5,000. And I wish I'd known that this was here for me for free. So,
but also I'm kicking myself of like, how did we not be clear before someone invested that kind of money?
Yeah.
I think, look, it's a test. It would be a fun idea. We can just see if it totally flopped. Will we be mad about it? No, because first of all, the webinar alone will kick ass and will help people.
Yeah.
And then if no one bought TAP, would I be mad? No, because then I understand. I just learned from that. But like, we're not doing this out of desperation. There's no, it's just an opportunity to serve in a new way. And if people say, no, that's not what we're needing, then we're going to have to dig in deeper and say, okay, then what are we missing that we're not meeting the need?
Yeah. So now here's where I think it's so interesting doing this in like a podcast format, right? Like, this is a place.
Is this a podcast format?
I mean, or like in a podcast that we'll be releasing, whatever you look at this, that between now and maybe when our next episode, which probably will not be something we record today, will be the fully messy middle. So like, here's an idea that we think has legs. We think this is what we're going to be doing. And now we go in and we research the tech. We get into the actual, and there's different learning styles. Like, I'm a quick start person. So I actually start setting things up technically. I start looking at our landing page in a different way.
And then my face starts twitching. And then I say, send that to me later.
We start really kind of digging into the logistics of it. And sometimes when we get into the logistics, like, everything flows. And sometimes there's something that's a hard stop. Sometimes we wake up the next morning and we're like, oh no, like, this isn't it. Or we meditate about it for like 20 minutes and we're like, no, it should just be bootcamp.
Well, actually, before this discussion, we've had 3 days of discussing in which we've been like, okay, let's sleep on it and see what comes up tomorrow. Okay, let's sleep on it. I mean, the fact that we are here is, I feel like, very positive about that we've been able to do this, because we do have a dev. I mean, there is some time constraints here and still wanting to make sure that we give ourselves time to do this well.
Yeah.
Is important.
Super important. So
yeah, we could wake up tomorrow and be like, hey, Miranda.
Well, and like right now we're looking at like, okay, so next week is our coaching week, because we're not done with coaching until that. And then we have
1 week.
1 week.
And then Thanksgiving. The holidays,
and then we would be coming back to do this like
for a week.
Yeah, like in the week of December, maybe the first or second week of December at the most, right?
Yeah.
So it's a very quick turnaround for us to figure out to get this webinar written, and then also figure out the, make sure that what we're doing is really clear to the individuals that like, yes, this is like, I understand what I would be enrolled.
Yeah, how do you convey this webinar? You know, you've got to come up with what are the objectives, the transformational values in a way that people are like resonant with it.
Yeah.
A title that is super clear. Then we have to write the content. Then there's a landing page. There's the email funnels. There's Facebook ads. There's the branding. There's all of that.
Lot.
Yeah.
And that's even before we get into the tap branding. And
but I think the only reason we're able to do it with this short timeline, because we're really talking about doing it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Is that.
Well, that makes my head hurt. I'm like, oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and then next Thursday is a holiday as well.
Yeah.
The reason is because we have done this so many times, right? So I don't want someone listening to this being like, oh, so it takes 2 weeks. It can, but we have systems in place and processes so that, and a team now. We used to pull things out within a week if we had to. You and I know how to do that, but we don't want to do it that way if we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't want to be up till midnight writing scripts and
that's the other thing. A lot of coaches or people don't have to do scripts. And normally Miranda and I don't have to if we're presenting live. Mm-hmm. It's when we're doing recording so that we don't talk over each other because we've been in separate, we have to do it in separate rooms and because of the audio stuff and just the tech of it all. Mm-hmm. So we have to have things written out. And I don't know if everyone knows that. And you know, we've have done them where they aren't scripted, but I think needs to at least have some bones and flesh.
Yeah. I think it's also like such a powerful thing to have it be scripted and have the clarity there.
And now lunch is being delivered for
I think the other thing too. Because I will say, like, I was very anti-scripts when we started. I had never scripted anything. And I do think that scripting has made me a better presenter long-term. I think it's made me more thoughtful. It gives me a lot of time to, like, explore something and play with it and read over it and see where something isn't clear.
Maybe the reason why we did it was just a function of how to work together, because we both had only presented individually and never together. I don't remember, but
it was definitely like, hey, we need to figure out who's saying what
when
and like what that looks
and
like,
not but stepping over each other and repeating the same things. Mm-hmm. And it's being really intentional too.
It is.
Like I was listening to my physical coach trainer last night, and I thought, you know, I wish I could teach him just to be succinct, because he says the same things like four different ways.
Yes.
And I'm just like, no, you could fit in so much more into 15 minutes than if you were repeating yourself so much. So, you know, those are things that we do as presenters if we don't have a plan and outline in place at least. So
yeah. And so this allows us to like riff off of each other's ideas and like a way that makes sense and make sure that the slides really reflect that. Because sometimes Kelly writes something in a script and I'm like, ooh, yeah, and then the
you
same thing with us.
So add,
like,
yeah.
We're always kind of riffing off. And I think it's part of what makes our webinars more transformational.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Wow. It's, I mean, 11 years of being together and we figured it out.
Business partners, to be clear, sometimes people think we're married.
Oh, yes.
Her husband is not okay with that. So that's important. Yeah, since 2010. We made it through an entire decade and passed it. We're in like a whole nother number and no plans of stopping anytime soon. So you should see the look on her face. She's like, no, more time.
I'm going to retire, right?
Eventually.
9 times in though. Okay. Do you think this is a good time to stop? Because now we know, okay, we're going to do this training, a 1 day webinar, maybe 90 minutes. We'll see about the time. We kind of know what we're going to talk about. Who is it for? And then I think we're going to open it to tap.
I think so too. If we can figure out the tech of it and we feel like the message is clear enough.
Yeah.
It'll just be
easy peasy.
Yeah. It'll only be, you know, again, I think there's maybe 20 slots. We can check with our coaches and see if they want to open up to any more, but I think it's only 20 people.
I think one of the next things actually would be good to get our team on the phone and just to tell them what's going on and just like hash out, like, what does this look like? What, how does this impact everything that they're doing? Because they're going to be like, what?
I don't want to tell them yet. I just want to give them a landing page and be like, okay.
Oh, by the way.
For sure.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us on this journey of the messy middle. Do we have it all figured out? No, but we are a lot closer than where we were just a few hours ago. But for you, it's been weeks, and we'll keep you posted as to what this ends up as. You'll get to see what the final version is, and we hope you'll join us for whatever that may be.
Thanks for joining us for this episode, where we're keeping it real and talking about innovation in business. If you like what you heard, we want to make sure to invite you to the final product. It'll be December 9th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you can't make it, we'd still love to have you sign up and you can get a recording. And you'll see the final product from this messy conversation and this real process that we're pulling back the curtain on just for you. See you there.